Dialectical Behavior Therapy was created in the 1980s by Marsha Linehan in Seattle, Washington.
Today, DBT is taught all over the world.
We're two therapists who believe everyone can benefit from DBT skills.
I'm Kate.
I'm Michelle.
And this is DBT and Me.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I'm laughing because Kate and I are already having technical issues over Zoom.
Go internet.
Immediately. Yes. Oh, the internet issues are so fun. Not really. Anyways, hello, everybody. And I wanted to start off by saying, which is such a cool thing, we really want to thank everybody who attended the live event that we did just a couple days ago on Monday. This was something that Kate and I posted about in the Facebook group, and we had a listener suggest it a while ago as an idea of what we should do when we reached 500 people in the Facebook group. And by now we're actually closing in on
600, aren't we?
Nearly 600. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty close. And so this listener suggested that we do basically a live closing moment meditation type of event. So we held that on Monday and it was just awesome. So we're so thankful, for all of you that took the time to show up and be there for it. And there were people who, commented and they were like, I'm not going to be able to make it, but I wish I could because, you know, we can't pick a time that works for everyone. But later today, we're going to be posting a recording of the closing moment that Kate did for that event. So if you're part of the Facebook group, you'll get a chance to watch that. If you're not part of the Facebook group, hey, you can join the Facebook group at any time if you want to see what happened on Monday night. And you won't just have Kate's voice. You'll have, I was about to say, you'll have her face too.
That's true.
The best way I can think of to phrase it. You'll get to see her doing the closing moment, not just hear her doing a closing moment. So that will be posted in the Facebook group for those of you who want to watch it. Anyways, basically the purpose of today's episode, I don't even really know how to say it, but you know, we've been alluding to for a couple weeks now that DBT skills are not infinite. There are only so many skills. Yep. And really, Kate and I have been thinking for a number of months now, honestly, you know, what are we going to do when we don't have any more DBT skills to talk about?
To teach,
What comes next? Yeah, when there aren't any more skills to really teach. So that's what today's episode is all about, is us just sharing our thoughts on how this podcast journey has been for us up until this point, and to talk to you guys about what's coming next. And I feel like there's lots of good things to describe what's coming next, but things are going to be shifting within this podcast moving forward, and we want to talk about what those shifts are and some of the other cool things that we have in the works. So yeah, and I'm gonna let Kate have the honors of sharing first with what her thoughts are about, you know, this stage of the podcast coming to a close and where you're at with everything, Kate.
It's so crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I will admit that I didn't think this would be the thing that it is. Like, Michelle came to me, I don't even know when you first mentioned it, like how long before we started recording that was. But Michelle's like, we should do a podcast. And I have to admit my emotional response was something along the lines of wanting to pat her on the head and be like, sure, Michelle, we could do a podcast. I'm sure all 37 people we know will do it. Like, listen to us. I don't know, who the hell are we? I don't know. why?
Yeah.
not to diss either one of us, but we're just, you know, we're just folks. We're just people. And so, I don't know, I guess everybody who does a podcast is just people, but It was not how it felt to begin with.
Lots of celebrities do podcasts, yes. though. I think that's the thing. Like, neither of us are known in any kind of way.
Neither of us have any sort of we're not following. We're not, like...
Yes, we are in no way known. And so, yeah, who would really listen to us kind of a thing?
But I was like, you know what? It could be fun anyway. Michelle and I have a lovely rapport, which I think comes across. So I was like, you know what? An excuse to hang out in a room and laugh and talk with Michelle every now and then. That seems like a fine thing. So, sure. So that being how it started for me, mentally and emotionally, I am fucking astounded. Like, I can't get over it. I think Michelle and I still, I mean, I think, what, last time we were recording or sometime recently, you were like, I don't know when this is actually going to sink in. I haven't checked the most recent numbers. Maybe Michelle can look while I'm talking. But I want to say the last I checked, we'd been listened to at least once, some of them only once, but at least once in something like 96 different countries and territories. And I don't know. I don't know the number of downloads. I haven't looked that up either. But a lot. Many thousands. I remember how excited Michelle and I when we got the first 50. We're like, oh, we've had 50 downloads of the first episode. It is amazing.
Yeah,
we were giddy as school children. The first 50, the first 100, the first 500. Right, we were just out of our minds with excitement. And so, I don't know. I'm flabbergasted. It's not like me to be at a loss for words, but I kind of am about this. You know, every new milestone, every new, you know, the first time we got an email from a listener, I, you know, was, holy shit! Like, making the Facebook group and having people join that, right? Everything that has just been like, you know, people are actually listening to you has just, I don't know, it astounds me. I don't really have a better word other than just absolutely astounded. One of the things that I jokingly tell friends and family is that I'm amazed that internationally people have been listening to me swear. Because Lord knows I do enough of that for it to be a defining feature. But I don't know, man. I'm so incredibly grateful to everybody who writes, everybody who posts, everybody who listens, everybody who has purchased stuff from our Etsy shop, everybody who's a Patreon, everybody who lets us know that we've made an impact on their lives. You know, I mean, maybe this is obvious. I don't know that we've talked about it, but that's one of the big reasons that I became a therapist in the first place, right? Was wanting to have a positive, you know, impact on people's lives and their journeys. And I guess I had always imagined that that was only going to be a local thing. Like, I'm you know, incredibly grateful for my local clients and everybody that I see one-on-one, but I kind of thought that'd be it. Like, that's where my reach would end. And so this idea that people in, you know, Canada and Australia and England and I can't even say those are our biggest countries probably because they're all English speaking. And so that makes sense. But like the fact that people internationally have written to us and said that we've made an impact on their lives or helped them with something or helped them understand something better. I don't know. I keep coming back to it. I am astounded and grateful. And touched. And also, the fact that y'all stuck through us through those first few episodes after COVID started when the sound quality was so unfucking believably bad.
Goodness.
You guys are
and it's still
and
not perfect.
No, it's still not perfect.
Yeah, Kate and I are not sound engineers. So often it's like we'll be recording, everything sounds fine to both of us, and then I'll listen to it at the end, and I was like, oh no, like our sound was cutting out here or there, or this sounded weird.
Like
and
the traffic noises you guys in my goddamn house, which are incessant and never can be blocked entirely.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are just amazing that you've been with us through being not professional podcasters.
Yes, yes. And with, you know, and... Yeah, your guys' loyalty and stick-to-itiveness is admirable, and we are grateful for that as well. So I guess this has just been a journey for me of surprise after surprise after surprise, and all in the best kind of ways. Now, I'm not saying it was never a struggle or that it was never stressful. I'm sure I've mentioned on a couple of occasions, you know, I have a tendency to get headaches or other things. And so there have definitely been times where it was a day to record or whatever. And I was a little bit, I don't know, schmurful grumpy. But, you know, on the whole, this has been a fun and educating and surprising and just touching journey. I think it's, you know, shown how well, I don't know, not opposites quite, but how well people who are so very disparate as Michelle and I can come together to form a really awesome, cohesive team. And I don't know, thank you all, I guess, is the biggest takeaway for me up until this point. Is just thank you. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening a second time after finding us the first time. Thanks for joining the Facebook group. Thanks for, I'm stealing a little bit from Michelle's notes, but thanks for forming a community around this. Like that, I don't know. Michelle will talk more about what she expected to have happen, I'm sure, in a moment here when I turn it over to her, but I just thought we were kind of dicking around and having fun. And so the fact that it's turned into something with thousands of listeners around the globe is, I don't know if it's ever going to sink in. There you go. That's my answer to that. Michelle's previous question of when will it sink in? I just don't expect it will. I think I will continue to live in a state of astonishment. Probably. Yep. Forever. So that's where I am. I never cease to be astounded by this whole process and by all of our listeners. So I guess that's my summary. How about you, Michelle?
Yeah. I mean, as you said, this was my brainchild.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. All credit goes to Michelle.
This was my idea. Yeah. I was the one who, proposed this idea to Kate and said, what do you think about doing a podcast? But ultimately, the idea just came to me one day when I was driving home. I actually remember where I was at on the freeway, where occasionally I think you can get those like bolts of lightning type of ideas where it's like, oh my God, that. Yeah. And it just came to me where I was like, Kate and I should do a DBT podcast. We should. Let's do it. And I did not even know where this came from or why this occurred to me. And so basically I got home and I thought to myself, well, you know, DBT is a really well-known thing in the mental health community. And I know that there are tons and tons and tons of podcasts. And there's probably already a few podcasts about DBT. And I searched, and at that time, I did not find any. And I went, oh man, like there's kind of this thing that is not being done. And I mean, there are podcasts, for those of you who listen to podcasts regularly, you know that there is a podcast for
everything.
Everything. And so when I found that there was not a DBT podcast, I thought that was pretty amazing. And I was like, we could do this. And the only way we even remotely made this happen was because my brother has a podcast, and so I knew that he had the knowledge of the technical side of things, and I basically reached out to him, and I was like, hey, would you be willing to help us with that side of this podcast? And he said, yes. And so I was like, all right, let's do this. And like with most things, it takes time to get something up and running. And by the time that Kate and I actually were ready to start recording episodes and posting them and that kind of a thing, I remember one day I decided to go back and search again just to double check and make sure there were still no podcasts about DBT. And I don't know if Apple Podcasts, because that's where I listen, if it just couldn't find it the first time, but then I found two or three. And I was like, ah, damn. I remember thinking, I was like, there was a part of me that was like, okay, never mind. Like, that ship sailed. Those podcasts will already have people listening who are wanting to learn about DBT. And okay, it was a cool idea, but it's already being done, is what I basically thought to myself. So I considered that we should just throw in the towel, not even try this. But then I thought about it too. And I remember listening to one of the podcasts because I wanted to hear how they did things a little bit. And I just remember thinking that, you know, no shade on the podcast that I listened to, but I was just listening and I was like, Kate and I are different than these people are. Like, we're just different. We present DBT in our own unique way. We are our own unique people. And so even though there are already existing podcasts about DBT, maybe people will want to listen to us because maybe we're different and maybe we're what people have been looking for or wanting. So, okay, let's do it anyways. But especially because there were already existing podcasts about DBT that started a few months before we started ours, I do remember thinking, similar to what you said, Kate, of like, we're probably not going to get very many people listening. And that's okay, you know, let's put it out there. Also, kind of like what you said, this will be fun, you know, for us to just do this. And why not? Why not just do it?
I feel like we kind of thought it might get us referrals for our actual group, too. Wasn't that like part of it?
Yeah, I kind of thought that in the back of my mind.
Local people might listen and local therapists.
Sure. Yeah, and maybe some people will be like, oh, I'll want to join Kate and Michelle's DBT group that they do. Or, yeah, maybe some of the therapists that we know will listen and tell their clients to listen. Or I envisioned it being this very small thing that, again, would get, as you're talking about, yeah, some local listeners. And now, to have almost 600 people in our Facebook group, to have people... yeah, from Australia, listening, to have people write to us, to have people support us, whether that's through our Etsy shop or through Patreon, as you were saying, Kate. It's all stuff that I did not imagine happening when we started the podcast in any way, shape, or form. And in no way are we even close to being like the biggest or the most well-known mental health podcast out there in any way, which I would say has never been our goal.
No.
But we're a lot bigger than we ever thought we would be. And that's pretty crazy. And Kate started to touch on this a little bit, but, you know, the idea to do the Facebook group just felt really important to me. Because if there's one thing that I've learned about DBT over the years of teaching it is that it is really a use it or lose it type of thing. You can listen to the skills, you can learn about the skills, but if you are not taking steps to apply the skills in your life, it's just going to fade away eventually. What you've learned, and it's not going to be as effective. And so creating the Facebook group did feel really important to me because I was like, we need to make sure that people are having materials and that they can just have support around using the skills, not just listening to us, because I know I'm a visual person. So let's post some worksheets. Let's get some stuff out there in the Facebook group. But the Facebook group, especially in recent months as it's grown, has really become this place where people are posting about their own mental health struggles or posting success stories and seeing you guys comment and support each other is just really, really awesome. Because even though Kate and I have never met any of you like face-to-face. That's what was so cool about doing the live event. It was like, oh, we're meeting some of these people. But here's the thing. It's like, in some way, I really do genuinely feel like I know you. Because for certain people who have been with us for a long time, or who have posted in the group regularly or respond when I post something, I see the same names come up over and over again. And it feels like I know you guys. And so when Kate and I lead a group, this is what typically happens. We lead a group. Our groups are 8 weeks long. If we're lucky, people continue on to the next group. So we'll have someone for essentially a total of 24 weeks if they do our entire DBT program. But once a group is done, unless there was a member of the group that was either Kate's client or my client and we continue to work with them, by and large, we don't see the people from group anymore. Like, I just kind of cross my fingers and hope that they got something helpful out of it. And I hope that they'll use DBT skills in their life moving forward if they did get benefit from joining the group. But then I don't ever really know, in a way, of like, did this help? Did this quote unquote work? Did we really do anything useful here? Even if people give really positive feedback about the group experience, you know, is that going to carry over? Is that going to last? And what's cool about the Facebook group is that it is this ongoing way to see you guys grow and to learn. And so even though it's a very different type of experience than when we see people for 2 hours every week in our group and get that, you know, face-to-face or virtual screen-to-screen interaction, and it's very different in the Facebook group, there's still something about being able to, like, it's inspiring for me to see that all of you at some point in time got introduced to DBT, and all of you in some way or another are doing your work, and that Kate and I get to be a witness to that and to see more or less like, oh, this is what can happen after a group ends. Mm-hmm. This is how the journey continues. This is how people keep going with DBT. And you'll hear about this in a minute when Kate starts talking about what's coming next. The Facebook group isn't going anywhere. So it's really cool to me to see that, like, compared to when we work with people for 8 weeks and then sometimes we don't ever see or hear from them again and we just hope that they're doing well, it's different with you guys because we get to see your journey if you are posting in the Facebook group and sharing how things are going for you. And it's just really cool to see on this larger scale that people really appreciate and value what DBT is, and just to hear how you guys have benefited from it, whether that was benefiting from it because you started listening to our podcast or whether you are finding benefit from DBT with a group that you did or a therapist that you worked with long before you stumbled upon our podcast. Either way, like, just to hear and see how much DBT really does work is very cool because there really is a camaraderie and a community around people who are learning and trying to use these skills. There's this understanding because it's a big commitment to try to learn and do DBT. It is not easy stuff. It's a lot more, I mean, even just the act of going to therapy is a big commitment to show up to a therapy session for an hour every week on a regular basis. That alone is a big commitment. Doing DBT is another animal. Like, it's a lot to make the commitment to learn and try to actively implement DBT into your life. And all I wanted was that this podcast would, again, like, yeah, maybe get us some local attention or maybe help people who had gotten out of touch with DBT to come back to it. And it just did. It's done all that and more. It's really amazing. So those are my thoughts. And I really echo just everything you said, Kate, about astounded is the right word. It really fits for how this experience has been up until this point. And I can't believe we've been doing this since February because on the one hand, it feels like we've been doing it so much longer. And it also feels like it's flown by the blink of an eye. And
well, I feel like that's also 2020. I don't even know how this would have felt in any other year.
Yes, this is very, very true. 2020
has been the longest and shortest year ever.
Yes, spot on. Yeah,
every day is a year, and every month is a day. I don't know how it's working out that way, but it's true.
That's about right. Yep.
Ready?
All right, I'm gonna turn it back over to you. Yes. Tell us all the things that are coming up next.
Oh, man, even with the notes, we'll see what I missed. DBT. I'm sure you will catch me at something. So, what is going on with DBT and me? This is not the end of DBT and me. This is a transition point for DBT and me. So, I think what I want to do while I'm talking to you guys right here is just make sure you kind of know what's coming and, you know, you decide from yourself, with yourself. Whoa, that was a weird sentence. Let's try again. Decide for yourself. That's the right word I was looking for. You know, whether that's going to still be a good fit, etc. So, one thing, closing moments. We are not unaware of the fact that during that aforementioned time when our sound quality was for shit, that especially the closing moments were somewhere between remarkably difficult and for some impossible to actually hear. So I am in the midst of working on re-recording the closing moments for a number of our episodes, and we're going to be starting to post one of those a day around mid-January, so that you guys can have access to those both, just, you know, in case you missed them and you want to be able to tag those on to the end of those episodes, or if you liked the closing moments in and of themselves, you'll have access to a bunch of them individually without having to re-listen to the whole episode or find your spot at the end of the episode or things like that. So that's what's going on with some closing moments. Moving forward, DBT and Me, the podcast as a whole, is going to have monthly episodes. So how will those look? Those might be things that are seasonally relevant. So if around holidays or seasonal events or things like that, we will try and bring that back to what skills could be useful in these situations or for these events. We also are considering trying to lean a little bit more into having guest speakers, whether that be other professionals like we've had so far, or maybe even lay people just talking about their experiences with DBT or their DBT journey, what DBT has meant to them, etc. And of course, some updates a little bit on how Michelle and I are, what DBT is looking like in our lives as we continue down our own paths with DBT. So that's what our monthly episodes will look like. I did just realize, Michelle, we probably ought to have decided on what day of the month those were coming out.
TBD, listeners. Yeah, that's a great point, though. We'll try to come up with something regular so that you guys know. Right? I mean, we've been releasing episodes on Wednesdays. So maybe it'll be something like, I don't know, the last Wednesday of the month or the first Wednesday of the month or something like that. Yeah. We'll figure it out and we'll make sure
we just don't want it to be sporadic, like random, because we want you to be able to know when you can look forward to seeing, hearing the next one. So we will pick a day that's either a date or a, you know, first Wednesday or whatever, and get that out to you. I was just, I didn't think about that until I was starting to talk about it. Oh, well, I'll as well as on top of those monthly episodes, we'll continue to do Q&A episodes as needed. So keep posting in the Facebook group and also keep emailing us because we will continue to do Q&As, again, just as we get enough material to do them. So we can't promise exactly how often those will come out, but they will continue to come out. So you don't have to worry about, you know, oh, we don't get to reach out to Kate and Michelle anymore because they're not doing this regularly. Please still do reach out to us. That being said, I do want to say that the Facebook group is going to continue. You guys may have noticed Michelle is better about being active on there than I am, and that will probably continue to be the case. But it won't be quite as, I don't know, intensive in how much we're going to be posting and things like that. But we will continue to post, especially with resources that are mentioned in any of the monthly episodes. Might continue to post stuff about the Etsy shop or just checking in, sort of a accountability kind of thing. What skills have you guys been using lately? Have you found space for this in your lives? Stuff like that, just to keep you tuned in, keep you thinking about it, keep you practicing the skills, things like that. So the Facebook group isn't going to go away. The other thing that's not going to go away is the Patreon. That's going to still be there. We will continue to do shout outs for new members of the Patreon. New members? New contributors. New patrons. There we go. That's the word I want. New patrons will continue to do shout outs on our episodes. However, if you are not wanting to sign up to do a repeating Patreon contribution, the PDF workbook that we created that is currently a, what is the right word? Reward? A tier reward?
Is I think that's the right way to put it.
Anyway, we're going to start selling that separately, just on through our Etsy page. So if you want the workbook but don't feel like signing up for supporting the podcast, you know, monthly anymore, you can also still go to our Etsy group and get the PDF. So, yeah. Did I miss anything, Michelle?
No, I think you hit on all the main points, and I can't think of much to add. I think probably what I will say that's important is because we're still you know, Kate just gave a pretty broad overview of what things are going to look like. But as Kate said, right, we're still working out, okay, when are we actually going to post our monthly episodes and that kind of a thing. And so the Facebook group is really the place to be to stay up to date on everything. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going to be posting it. And if you are wanting the PDF workbook, but either in the past you're like, eh, I don't really want to become a $5 a month contributor on Patreon, but you've wanted it, you know, we've decided to make that shift now that we're reducing our episode frequency, you could say. So you can still get it through Patreon, like Kate was saying, but you can also now get it through Etsy, and that's all going to be posted in the Facebook group.
Don't mind me, I'm just getting gin, if you're wondering why I'm standing up and you all are hearing shuffling noises.
Oh.
Because he's out in the hallway now.
No worries.
As per usual.
Of course he is. So basically that's, I guess, the thing that I would say is most important is if you have not become a member of the Facebook group yet, now really is the time to stay up to date on what it's going to look like as we make this transition. And we haven't really decided when our first monthly episode is going to be posted. My guess is that we'll probably post it sometime in February, because throughout January, as Kate said, we're going to be having those little daily closing moments for a while to tide you guys over. So basically the next like real episode you could expect from us would be sometime in February. But if you're wanting to stay up to date, the Facebook group is truly the place to be as we make all these changes.
So. Perfect.
Yeah.
My cat is attacking my feet.
Okay. Oh, of course.
Stop it, Jen.
What else would he do?
I know. I love him. He is, I don't know if I've ever said this to you all listeners, but as much as I love Jen, and I do love Jen, he is also a dick. I mean, is that ever not true of cats? I don't know, but it's definitely true of him. Anyway, so if I just yelp all of a sudden, it's because he's trying to jump on my foot.
That's a good heads up to have. Well, I'm going to be talking for the next little bit here.
All right,
so
it'll be even weirder sounding if you're a little gin. Suddenly go, wah! But gin is in the house. Anyway, all right, Michelle, tell us all about the new thing.
The new thing. Yeah, so Kay and I started talking about this a while ago because we have this awareness on the horizon for some time of like, we're going to eventually run out of DBT skills to talk about. And please, if there were any that we missed that you guys are thinking to yourselves, but you didn't talk about this skill, please tell us. We'll do it in a monthly episode by all means. But we have this awareness that eventually we would not have much content anymore for DBT and me. And then what would happen? And we really had two choices. Our choices were to basically just fade out with DBT and me, even though Kate had the brilliant idea of like, well, let's at least post one episode a month. And we're like, yeah, we could definitely do that. But to just have it be the DBT and me doesn't do as much anymore, and that's that. Or to create a new podcast where you guys can keep listening to us every week if you want to, so we can be here for you guys on whatever journey with your mental health that you are on. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about the new podcast that we are going to be doing. Also, first episodes coming out sometime in February. Same way we did it with DBT and me, come to think of it.
True.
Because we started in February with this one. So February is the month, guys. So basically, we're going to have some episodes of it coming out in February. It's going to be a weekly podcast like DBT and me has been up until this point. And we're going to make sure that the first couple episodes of the new podcast we post in DBT and me. So you'll be able to find them. And as I was just emphasizing after Kate talked, we're going to make sure all the details about the new podcast are posted in the Facebook group in February so that you guys can find it once we actually launch it. So, what is this new podcast? What is it going to be about? And all that good stuff. So, the name of the new podcast is The Couch and the Chair. And I can't remember. Kate, I feel like, did you come up with the name? I feel like that was you.
That was me.
Yeah. Kate actually came up with DBT and me, the name for this podcast, too. Yes. Like, I was trying to rack my brain and come up with names. And Kate's like, well, what about this? And I'm like, I like it. Let's do it. So, The Couch and the Chair is the name of our new podcast. And if you're like, well, what is that about? Like, why is that the title? So, essentially, when most people do therapy, their therapist sits in a chair. And they, themselves as the client, sit on a couch most of the time. Sometimes in some therapy offices, it's also a chair, or the therapist may sit on a couch or what have you. But most of the time, as a client, you're sitting on a couch. And as the therapist, you are sitting in a chair. And as we have talked about throughout our time doing DBT and me, Kate and I have this unique perspective of being both. Because we are therapists, and we also are both in therapy ourselves and have been for many years. And so we also are clients with our own therapists, like many of you are. And so the idea behind this new podcast is that we really want to share both perspectives. We really want to share the perspective that we have of being at the end of the day, we are everyday people who are also in therapy doing our work. And we want to share that perspective from being a person who sits on the couch of a therapist's office. And we also want to share the perspective that we have from being therapists who have trainings and, you know, an educational background in mental health. And what it feels like to be in the chair as well when we are working with our own clients in the role of being therapists. So with this new podcast that we're launching, it's going to be talking about both sides of the equation. So there's going to be a wide variety of different topics related to mental health. So we might have an episode, right, like about anxiety. And if we were to say have anxiety as the topic of an episode, essentially how it would look is that Kate and I would both share our personal experiences about anxiety as we have experienced it or struggles we've had with that. And then we'll also share kind of our professional perspective of what are some things that we recommend to our clients when it comes to coping with anxiety and how those two things can really go together of, hey, this is what I've done in my personal work with anxiety that I've experienced, and then this is how I work with my clients on it. I saw Jin jump away. Is he being kind of loud over there?
Yeah, he heard Robert moving downstairs, which to him means lunch might be soon. And thusly...
Oh, so now he's done
with
you.
He is done with me because... because food might be coming soon.
Yes,
clearly
that's much more
important,
important
than snuggling with mom.
Yeah. Yep. And with this episode format of how we intend to do it, this really is not unlike some of the episodes that we've done recently. You know, I really think that the first episode we did kind of like this, where we both really started sharing personally, was with Radical Acceptance. Because more or less with that episode, how we did it was Kate and I each shared our personal experiences with Radical Acceptance, and then we switched gears and we taught the skill. So we essentially had on more of our, hey, this is just us as human beings in our own lives. This is how we've experienced this. And then we put on our more professional hat of, and this is how you do it. And that's how this podcast will be. We've done that with the grief episode. We both shared a lot personally about grief. We both shared pretty personally in the Ride the Wave episode as well, of just some recent examples I can think of. So if you've liked those episodes where that's been the format, where we've sprinkled in that personal sharing in addition to just teaching the skills, then this podcast is probably pretty up your alley, because it really is going to be about 50-50. 50% of us personally sharing, and then 50% of really providing knowledge and skills. And the cool thing too about this episode, obviously with DBT and me, when we are doing teaching and giving information, it's about the DBT skills. It's whatever that skill is for that week, that's what we're teaching about. but Kate and I have a whole lot more to draw from than just our DBT training. There's lots of other stuff, and we've shared a little bit here and there on the podcast throughout, sometimes various things that we'll tell our clients or ways that we work with people. I've talked some about the focusing trainings that I've gone to and things like that. But basically, this episode is going to be expanding beyond just our DBT knowledge and skills that we have with DBT. And I saw you raise your hand.
Because you keep saying episode. I think you mean podcast. Not this episode, this podcast.
That is what I mean.
That is what you mean. You're like, on this episode, we're going to be in. On this episode, I'm like, you don't mean that.
On the podcast itself. On each episode of the podcast. That's what I mean. Thank you for clarifying for people who might have also been confused. Yes, that is what I mean, is that basically on every episode of the podcast, we're going to be sharing personally and professionally. So if you want to hear more of what we have in our toolkits, you could say, as therapists, guidance to give skills that are not DBT related skills, but also can really be helpful with mental health, this is where you can find all of that. So yeah, it's called The Couch and the Chair, and it's coming up in February.
Coming soon.
And do you have anything else you want to add in? Yes.
I know. I'm excited about it. Can I just say?
Me too. Yeah,
it's going to be interesting. Also, in case any of you wondered if your therapists are humans. Yes, we are.
Yes. Yes.
And you will know.
100%.
You will know. You will get behind the curtain. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. And I think it's just really important to, yeah, exactly as you're saying, Kate, because yes, as therapists, we do every single day when we work with our clients, put on this professional hat of how to support our clients with the things that they are struggling with and what can we offer to them and what things may be helpful for them to look at what they're having a hard time with in a new way. What's something, yeah, as a coping skill that they can start trying, whatever it is. We definitely put on that professional hat. But, you know, I will just say, too, a lot of what I share with my clients is stuff that my therapist has shared with me.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
In my own therapy, because it oftentimes happens, I think, and I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's the universe aligning to be like, do your work, do your healing work, because I will get clients often in my office and they are a mirror of myself. They are struggling with very similar things that I have either struggled with in the past or am currently struggling with. And so it really is this fine balance of, you know, yes, personally, I know what this experience is, and professionally, I'm in this chair and I have this person on my couch. And then how do I, you know, navigate being able to support them? But we do both simultaneously a lot of the time, where we're personally experiencing that thing and professionally experiencing it. And this is, yeah, I like how you put it, Kate, going to pull back the curtain so that you guys see both
sides. I can't remember if I've said this either to you or on the podcast before, but you're talking about that sort of passing stuff on from your own therapist thing. I don't remember where I heard this. It might have been from, no. Oh, yeah, maybe it was like a client talking about their partner or something. Anyway, doesn't matter. I love this concept that your therapist's therapist is your grand therapist. Ooh. Like a grandparent? So you can be like, oh, yeah, your grand therapist has said to me many times, blah, 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 blah. You know, right? Anyway, I just love that as a concept. Because so many therapists have therapists. Like, that's not a rarity. Yes. That's not a weird thing. That's a damn near standard thing. So I love this. Everybody in therapy, not everybody, lots of people in therapy have grand therapists. Mm-hmm. And God knows, probably great grand therapists. But anyway, I'm probably looking too far back. So anyway, I don't know. That just seemed relevant to what you were saying.
Yes. No, I like that idea. And it's very true. Of, you know, the work that I've done in therapy has absolutely positively impacted the work that I do as a therapist with my clients. And so, yes, that is one way to look at it, as my therapist is my client's grand therapist.
Right? I like it.
I like it.
All All right. Are we nice. Are we closing momenting? Are we there?
Yes, unless you have any last minute thoughts, but I think we covered everything we wanted to cover today. And we're looking forward to making this transition with you all. Like, we're a little sad about it, but we're also really excited too for what's coming next and to keep doing DBT and me in some way. It did not feel right to just have it stop entirely. So we're excited to be switching to doing.
And we do hope a lot of folks follow us. I guess that's, I will be vulnerable and say I'm a little scared too. I'm excited and a little bit sad and a little bit scared. All of those things.
Mm-hmm. we've built a pretty decent following, far more than we ever anticipated for DBT and me. And then we hope that the couch and the chair will be just as successful, if, you know, maybe not even more successful than DBT and me was, as we, the two of us, continue just our podcasting explorations and journey in this realm of starting a brand new podcast. It is kind of scary. Yeah. So we hope that you guys consider listening to it when we launch it in February. And we hope that you guys like it. And also, you know, we're in the early stages of developing what our topics are going to be for the couch and the chair. But if you guys have topic ideas, if you guys are like, hey, I'd really love it if you did an episode about this, we would love that. And it doesn't just have to be about like mental health diagnoses. It can be like, can you guys do an episode about work stress? Or can you guys do an episode about getting along with in-laws? Kate and I both have in-laws. Can you guys do an episode about, you know, and there may be some things where we go, ooh, you know, we don't have any personal experience with that topic, so, you know, we might not be able to do every topic that's suggested to us, because we really want to make sure we can speak to it from an authentic place where we have lived through it, at least somewhat. But we'd love to have suggestions given to us of things that you'd like to know more about that absolutely impact our mental health and our daily lives. So if you have suggestions for that, we do have an email for the couch and the chair, but we'll share it when we actually launch that podcast. So for now, just keep sending all those ideas to our DBT and me email.
Okay. Awesome. Yes. I think we're there.
Yes. Okay. Closing moment, Kate.
Yes. Closing moment. This one will come with a slight preamble because, as most of you guys know, I do try and have it in some way most of the time related to what we're talking about. And so when I was brainstorming today about a closing moment for this episode, I was thinking about transitions and how something can be different while remaining the same. And so that was kind of the theme, the idea that I was going for there. So, all right. As per usual, go ahead and start by just getting comfortable. Whatever that means for you and for your body right now. It could be sitting, standing, laying down, even walking. Whatever feels relaxed and sustainable. And if you feel safe and comfortable doing so, go ahead and close your eyes. As always, we'll begin by just tuning into our breath. You don't have to breathe any more slowly or any more deeply than you do naturally. It's just about paying attention. Just about focusing in. About noticing the sensations and the rhythms of your breath. And letting them welcome you into your body. And into the present moment. So now I'd like you to picture yourself sitting or standing on the bank of a small river. As with most visualizations, take your time at the start here to really add in as much detail as you can. What's the weather? Can you hear the sounds of the river? Are there any bird songs or other nature noises going on around you? Is it a sandy side of the river, or rocky, or grassy? Are there trees nearby? or not. Just take a moment or three and add in these details, these textures, to try and allow the visualization to be as realistic in your mind's eye as possible. Once you've got the setting fairly firmly held in your mind, I'd like you to simply observe the river. Notice how the water is flowing over the sand or the rocks or whatever the bottom is. And contemplate, is this the same river or a different river? Every moment that you are observing this river, it is new water that is passing before you. Every moment as that water is rushing by, it is moving around the rocks or shifting the sand or pulling different debris by as it goes past. The river is in literal constant change. In many ways, you could say that moment after moment after moment, it is a new river that you are watching, a different river, because the change is constant. On the other hand, the river is the same. Over a long enough timeline, the banks may shift, but basically, it's within the same two banks, following basically the same course, flowing over many of the same rocks and obstacles. This river probably has a name. It's probably a resource that's relied on by local plants and animals, maybe even people. This river, in many ways, is a constant for the environment that it's in. And so, sit a moment with that dialectic, with that juxtaposition, that this river is the same, and that this river is different, simultaneously, moment to moment. And this can be said of so many things in our lives, including ourselves. Every moment we are adding in new layers of experience, new thoughts. Our cells are changing, our bodies are moving and growing and aging and changing. And so moment to moment, in many very real ways, we are different. Every word I speak that you listen to changes you minutely. You are a slightly different you than you were before you heard me speak. And at the same time, you're still you. You're the same person that in many ways you always have been and always will be. There's this core, this center, this idea of a being that is changing and yet constant. And so hold on to that for yourself as you observe that truth in the river. That we can be the same and different all at once. And that there are things to value about both those changes and those similarities, the ways that we are different and the same. And so just take a moment to sit with that for yourself, for this river in your mind, for your life, for those you have relationships with, for the world as a whole. Whatever you might need to really think about or grapple with, or where you might need to hold on to this idea, just take a moment and let it come to mind and sit with it. If there's any place where you notice yourself only paying attention to the differences or only paying attention to the ways that things are the same, try and broaden your perspective. Try and bring in a little bit of the other side of the juxtaposition of the dialectic. It doesn't have to be evenly balanced, but it's good to have something on both sides of the equation. When you feel ready to do so, go ahead and let go of that image in your mind. And start to do whatever you need to do to sort of come back into your body and out of your imagination. It could be stretching, rolling your joints, gentle movement, maybe a couple of slow, deep breaths. Whatever helps you come back into your body, into the room, and into the present moment. And when you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
To learn more about us and the DBT skills we're teaching each week, join our Facebook group. Simply log in to your Facebook profile and search for DBT and Me podcast.